ever try to pick up a new skill. You know, it's just like, ugh, it's not happening. Like, you're putting in the hours, but it's not really clicking. Well, get this. Today, we're diving into some research about a wild new technology that could totally change that. Yeah. Like, what if you could speed up the learning process? You sent us this paper about, get this, artificial muscles.
Artificial muscles.
Yeah. And how they could be the key to, wait for it, learning to play the drums. We're talking pneumatic artificial muscles.
Yeah.
PGMs, to be exact.
PGMs, yep.
And how they might actually teach people drum rhythms better than your typical metronome or drumming app. The really interesting part is they tested this with people who'd never drummed before, like total beginners. Imagine you've never even touched a drumstick and suddenly, bam, you're learning with robot muscles.
And it's not like those big, clunky robot arms you might be picturing. Think more like, inflatable muscles.
Inflatable muscles.
Yeah. Soft, light, kind of like wearing a comfy sleeve on your forearm. But this sleeve is programmed to move your arm in really specific ways.
Okay, so paint us a picture here.
Yeah.
You've got these PGM sleeves on, ready to channel your inner Ringo Starr. But there's a catch, right?
Yeah.
There were two groups in the study.
Had to have a comparison.
Exactly, a control group.
The classic research setup.
So one group's got the PGMs actually moving their arms to the beat.
Yep.
And the other group, the control, they're listening to the same rhythm, same everything, but just through headphones, like a regular drumming tutorial.
No robot muscles to help them out.
Right. They're on their own.
So
how they actually measure if this whole PGM thing was actually working?
So they didn't just want to see if people could, you know, bang on a drum. They were looking at two very specific things. Accuracy, meaning hitting the right drum at the right time, and timing, how consistent that rhythm was.
Okay. So we've got our setup, right? Two groups, PGMs versus no PGMs. But here's the thing that I'm curious about.
Okay, yeah. What's that?
Did the people using the PGMs actually feel like they were drumming?
That's a great question.
Or was it more like their arms were just, you know, along for the ride?
Right. Like, were they in control or not?
Exactly. Because there's a difference between, like, actually learning a skill and a machine kind of doing it for you.
Totally. And the researchers actually asked about this, and it's really interesting because people had super different experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some people felt totally connected to the movements, like the PGMs were helping them, like an extension of their own intention.
Interesting.
And they loved the feeling.
Yeah.
Said it helped them really grasp the rhythm in a way that just listening couldn't, you know?
So it's like the PGMs were helping their brains make sense of the rhythm on a deeper level.
Exactly. Like one participant said, quote, "It feels like a bump, which can teach you how to hit on the beat. And I recognize that this is related to learning by body cognition." Isn't that interesting?
Wow. They're getting all philosophical about their drumming. I love that.
Right.
But not everyone felt that way, I'm guessing.
You're right. Some people, they found it strange, especially at first. Like, they described it as feeling like something else was in control.
Yeah, I could see that.
One person even said something like, "It's not me drumming. It's like something is controlling me."
It's like that scene from The Matrix, right? Where they download the kung fu skill straight into Neo's brain.
Right.
Except here, it's drumming.
Exactly.
So at what point does assisted learning become like less about learning and more about being like a well-controlled passenger?
That is the million-dollar question. And it's one this study doesn't totally answer, to be honest. You know, it's a short study and it's also only focused on drumming.
Right, right.
We need way more research to see how these PGMs affect that feeling of control in the long run, and especially with more complex skills.
And that actually makes me think back to something you mentioned earlier about haptic learning, this idea that we learn better when touch and movement are involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is this study basically saying that maybe we've been teaching skills the wrong way all along?
Mm-hmm.
Should we be incorporating more of this hands-on, full-body experience into learning?
I mean, it's a great question, and it's something that a lot of researchers are looking into right now. Think about it.
Yeah.
We rely so much on visual learning, auditory learning.
Right, textbooks, lectures, all of them.
Exactly. But our sense of touch, it often gets left out.
That's true.
And I think this study, and some other studies like it, they suggest that maybe incorporating touch, that physical feedback, could be a real game changer for how we learn, you know, especially for physical skills.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But going back to the PGMs for a second, how do they actually work? What's going on under the hood, so to speak?
Okay, so picture a balloon.
Okay, got it.
When you inflate it, it expands, right? but it expands in a specific direction. Now imagine that balloon encased in a special sleeve that restricts that expansion, forcing it to contract lengthwise, like a muscle.
Okay, I think I'm getting it.
And that's basically what a PGM is. It uses compressed air to inflate and deflate these artificial muscles. And by controlling that air pressure, you can actually control the movement of the PGM with really incredible precision.
So there aren't like motors or anything. It's literally just air pressure doing all the work.
Literally just air pressure. And because they use air, PGMs are lightweight. They're compliant, which is a big advantage over some other haptic devices out there, which can be bulky or, you know, rigid.
So potentially you could wear these PGMs for longer periods mm-hmm. without it being uncomfortable.
Right.
Which would make them more practical for everyday learning.
Exactly. And since they're relatively simple to manufacture, there's a good chance they could be more affordable too, compared to other haptic technologies.
That's huge. Okay, so to recap.
Yeah.
We've got these inflatable muscles that can help teach us to drum, maybe unlock new ways of learning. But what about, you know, the bigger picture? Like, where else could this technology go? So we've got these inflatable muscles, right? They can teach us to drum, maybe change how we learn altogether. But where else could this go? What's next?
That's what's so exciting. The possibilities are, I mean, they're huge. We've been talking drumming. But what about, like, think about applying this to other skills.
Okay. I'm already there. What about, like, surgery? Something super intricate. Could a surgeon, like, in training, could they use PGM gloves to perfect those tiny movements, make them even more precise?
It's not sci-fi anymore. I mean, the researchers even mentioned wanting to, you know, explore how PGMs could be used to teach those bigger, more complex movements, like involving the whole arm, not just the wrist.
Whoa, hold on. So we're talking like full body PGM suits eventually. Sign me up for that marathon training.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. This tech is still, you know, it's early days. There are limitations. Like, the study used an air compressor for the PGMs. And even with, like, a smaller CO2 canister, you're only looking at about 10 minutes of continuous use. Not exactly Iron Man just yet.
True. But it's still pretty mind-blowing when you think about the potential here.
Right.
And honestly, the thing that I think is most exciting, it's not even about the speed. It's about access. Like, imagine someone with physical limitations who always thought, oh, I could never play an instrument or I could never be good at that sport. PGMs could change all that.
Now you're getting it. It's about, you know, pushing those boundaries, what we think are limitations, both for ourselves and for technology. It's that really cool intersection of human potential and, you know, cutting edge tech.
And that's what I love about these deep dives, right? It's not just about the facts. It's about asking those what if questions, those glimpses into the future of like, what could learning be? What could we be capable of? So to everyone listening, here's something to think about. What skill would you want to learn faster? Maybe experience in a whole new way if you had PGM assistance? Let us know. This has been your deep dive into the world of artificial muscles and the future of learning. Until next time.